This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Entry Level 3. Paper EE Intermediate 116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What's Rob's new room like? Is it bigger than his old one?
No, but it's a good size. It's got huge cupboards, so he has somewhere to keep his things.
That's good. His old room was always such a mess.
Not anymore. He's put all his things away neatly now. It looks great. B.
What are Kath and Louise doing today? I don't want them playing computer games all day.
Well, Kath wanted to go swimming, but you know how much Louise hates swimming. So they've agreed on the cinema.
Oh, that's a good idea. There's that really good new film, the one about the hospital.
Oh, yes. I want to see that one too. C.
How are the boys getting to the party? They could go by bus, but it would take so long.
It's too slow. The train takes a long time too.
And it's so expensive.
Exactly. So their mum's taking them in the car. It's certainly too far to walk. D.
How did Laura feel about finishing school? Was she sad about leaving her friends?
She was really sad, yes. I thought she'd be excited about college, but she hasn't started thinking about that yet.
I'm sure she'll feel happier when she starts college.
I hope so. At least she's not feeling nervous about it. E.
What's different about Tracy? Is she wearing more makeup today?
No, she never wears makeup, but she's got a new haircut.
Oh, yes. It used to be shoulder length, didn't it? It makes her face look much longer.
Yes, I hardly recognised her when I saw her today. F.
Where's the car? It's not parked outside the house as usual.
It broke down when we were on the motorway. So we called the garage and they took it there. They said it'll be repaired by Tuesday.
Oh, that's a long time. Will you be able to get to Tom's party tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going with my cousin.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What's Rob's new room like? Is it bigger than his old one?
No, but it's a good size. It's got huge cupboards, so he has somewhere to keep his things.
That's good. His old room was always such a mess.
Not anymore. He's put all his things away neatly now. It looks great. B.
What are Kath and Louise doing today? I don't want them playing computer games all day.
Well, Kath wanted to go swimming, but you know how much Louise hates swimming. So they've agreed on the cinema.
Oh, that's a good idea. There's that really good new film, the one about the hospital.
Oh, yes. I want to see that one too. C.
How are the boys getting to the party? They could go by bus, but it would take so long.
It's too slow. The train takes a long time too.
And it's so expensive.
Exactly. So their mum's taking them in the car. It's certainly too far to walk. D.
How did Laura feel about finishing school? Was she sad about leaving her friends?
She was really sad, yes. I thought she'd be excited about college, but she hasn't started thinking about that yet.
I'm sure she'll feel happier when she starts college.
I hope so. At least she's not feeling nervous about it. E.
What's different about Tracy? Is she wearing more makeup today?
No, she never wears makeup, but she's got a new haircut.
Oh, yes. It used to be shoulder length, didn't it? It makes her face look much longer.
Yes, I hardly recognised her when I saw her today. F.
Where's the car? It's not parked outside the house as usual.
It broke down when we were on the motorway. So we called the garage and they took it there. They said it'll be repaired by Tuesday.
Oh, that's a long time. Will you be able to get to Tom's party tomorrow?
Yes, I'm going with my cousin.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about la tomatina and write in the words which are missing in the spaces given. Remember to write two words in each space. The first one has been done for you as an example.
On the last Wednesday in August every year, the streets of a small Spanish town are painted red as around 20,000 people throw 40,000 kilos of tomatoes at one another. Thousands of people from all over the world come to the Spanish town of Buñol to join in the world's biggest food fight, known as the Tomatina. The festival begins with the firing of a water cannon and ends in the same way exactly 1 hour later. Organisers recommend that people squash the tomatoes before throwing them so that no one gets hurt. After the festival has ended, fire engines spray water down the streets to clean them. The town seems less interested in cleaning the visitors, who have to wash themselves in the river Buñol. In 2012, 50,000 people tried to attend the festival in the small town. As a result, the town council has now limited numbers to 20,000 by introducing tickets for the event. Nobody knows how the festival started. One story says it started in 1945, when local people started throwing tomatoes from a market stall at each other. The following year, they came back again and threw tomatoes for fun. And so the tradition began.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
On the last Wednesday in August every year, the streets of a small Spanish town are painted red as around 20,000 people throw 40,000 kilos of tomatoes at one another. Thousands of people from all over the world come to the Spanish town of Buñol to join in the world's biggest food fight, known as the Tomatina. The festival begins with the firing of a water cannon and ends in the same way exactly 1 hour later. Organisers recommend that people squash the tomatoes before throwing them so that no one gets hurt. After the festival has ended, fire engines spray water down the streets to clean them. The town seems less interested in cleaning the visitors, who have to wash themselves in the river Buñol. In 2012, 50,000 people tried to attend the festival in the small town. As a result, the town council has now limited numbers to 20,000 by introducing tickets for the event. Nobody knows how the festival started. One story says it started in 1945 when local people started throwing tomatoes from a market stall at each other. The following year, they came back again and threw tomatoes for fun. And so the tradition began.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about Jeremy Jones and decide if the following sentences are true or false, or if the passage doesn't say. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Jeremy Jones was born in Wales in 1972. Growing up in the valleys, he enjoyed the beautiful countryside surrounding his home. He first picked up a pencil before he could walk and, by the age of 5, was already making pencil drawings of nearby mountains. His class teacher noticed his amazing ability in art and bought him his first set of paints. In 1982, aged 10, he amazed the art world by winning an international art competition. Suddenly, everyone wanted to see his pictures. Don Huffman, the American actor, bought one of Jeremy's works, as did many others, both in Europe and America. By the time Jeremy was 16, he was a millionaire. He is now better known in America than in Wales. He works with all kinds of subjects: countryside, portraits, and buildings, but most people want to buy his pictures of the sea. In 2002, he married artist Maria Carli, and they moved to Rome, the Italian capital, where they continue to live. They have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy, and several dogs. Perhaps one day, his children will become artists too.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Jeremy Jones was born in Wales in 1972. Growing up in the valleys, he enjoyed the beautiful countryside surrounding his home. He first picked up a pencil before he could walk and, by the age of 5, was already making pencil drawings of nearby mountains. His class teacher noticed his amazing ability in art and bought him his first set of paints. In 1982, aged 10, he amazed the art world by winning an international art competition. Suddenly, everyone wanted to see his pictures. Don Huffman, the American actor, bought one of Jeremy's works, as did many others, both in Europe and America. By the time Jeremy was 16, he was a millionaire. He is now better known in America than in Wales. He works with all kinds of subjects: countryside, portraits, and buildings, but most people want to buy his pictures of the sea. In 2002, he married artist Maria Carli, and they moved to Rome, the Italian capital, where they continue to live. They have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy, and several dogs. Perhaps one day his children will become artists too.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.